Listen up, New Yorkers. Here's your big chance to make a quick buck. Houston, Texas is looking for a few good cockroaches. 1,000 of them, to be exact. Houston's Natural Science Museum is offering 25 cents for every live, healthy roach that the public brings in.
I spoke with the museum's entomology curator, Nancy Gregg, about why she's inviting in so many creatures most people would rather avoid.
The idea is to teach people that cockroaches are important recyclers, and we couldn't live without them. But we're capitalizing on a roach that's very common here in Houston, the American cockroach, which is the big thing, the big water bug, we call them, or palmetto bug down here. And they actually live outside more often than they live in. But when they come in, you know, they catch your attention.
They certainly do. And, you know, I used to live in New York, and they sure caught my attention. And I think they caught a lot of New Yorkers' attention, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Well, you know, cockroaches have a really unfortunate reputation. And we're trying to kind of clear that up with this exhibit. They're really important recyclers. You know, there's 4,000 species in the world, and only 12 of them ever interact with humans or come in our house. So they're our competitors, and I suppose that's why they're not liked so much. Some of them have learned to live with us and eat our food, but they're not particularly dirty. People think they're associated with filth, but actually, they're as clean as your house. If you have, you know, a relatively clean house, then your cockroaches will be clean, too.
Boy,
they
well.
They actually clean themselves quite a bit. They're like little cats. They chew on their feet and their antennae, and they're quite fastidious. And we hope people will learn to appreciate them, and if not like them, at least realize that they do have a role in the grand scheme of things.
Well, you make them sound almost cute.
Well, some of them are. In fact, one of our displays in association with this exhibit is learn more about some cool cockroaches. And you know, we have some photographs. It's a little interactive. And you'll see some pictures. And there's a green one called the Cuban cockroach. There's one from the Amazon that's gorgeous. It's a rusty red with a yellow band. You would never know it was a cockroach. So they're not all the brown sort of sordid looking things.
See, even you, you're calling them sordid.
Well, yes, I'm sorry, but that's their reputation. I take it back.
Okay, well, let me ask you why you're asking for the public to bring in these roaches. Can't you find your own, maybe in the museum's, the restaurant there?
Not in the restaurant, please. I have seen them in some of our drains, I will admit that. Well, we need a lot of them, and we're very busy. And it just seemed easier. Actually, this whole thing started when I sent out a message to just the museum staff. I said, bring us your tired, your poor, your huddled cockroaches. We need cockroaches. And I said, people will never bring them unless we offer a bounty. So we offered 25 cents. And then our marketing people sent it out as a press release, and it's received a lot of attention.
Do you have any recommendations for the best techniques for capturing a cockroach?
For capturing them? Well, you want to go to a place where you know they are, so hopefully that won't be in your kitchen. I think the fastest way is to catch them by hand, but most people don't want to do that, so you can make a trap. And the easiest way is probably take a jar and put something on the outside, like a piece of pantyhose, so they can climb up, but then they'll fall in and they can't get out, and put some sort of bait, you know, dog food or beer or something that roaches might like to eat in the interior, and just set it in a place where they're, especially a dark place, where they're likely to come. That's one way. Like I said, I recommend grabbing them by hand, but you probably need two people, one to hold the jar and one to grab, because they're really fast.
Brave. Two brave people.
Well, by the time you catch a few, they don't bite, they don't sting, you know, there's nothing harmful about them, so they won't hurt you, certainly. We wouldn't ask people to go catch wasps in the same way.
Okay, well, Nancy Gregg, entomology curator for the Houston Museum of Natural Science, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Catch a roach for us.
Ugh, or not. Day-to-day continues.